She refused to admit that she needed a hearing aid. I sat on her bed and bellowed as if she were across the Grand Canyon. How do you feel?
Weak, she said. No strength.
Talk like this was a change for her. Until lately, she'd always answered, like Jesse Owens or like Joe DiMaggio. She was an amazingly positive person for someone who'd been in Auschwitz. I took her hand and stealthily looked for the thousandth time at the place on her wrist where her number had been tattooed. She'd had it removed and seemed to have done the same with her memory of that time. She never brought it up and wouldn't answer my questions.
What do you need? Is Joseph home?
She asked in return. He's still at work. She looked down and mumbled her disappointment. Then her head rose. Her eyes scuttled over me.
Do you drive, Kindle?
Yes, Grandma.
So grown up you are, Jenny.
She viewed me with pride.
So tall. Such beautiful brown hair.
She smiled.
Let's go, then.
I stared back at her in panic. But I don't have a real license yet. Are you kidding? Go where?
Somewhere.
I knew where, from my parents' experience. To a pharmacy, way out on El Cajon, where the trustworthy son of a